What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, the guys are out. They will be back on Tuesday as their summer is rapidly ending. It is the Built Ford Tough Studio. Willie and Jerry in for the guys. Final summer Friday. Next week will be a football Friday. I am with 100% certainty that CeeLo is going to start with the Cowboys and the trade. And so NFL Talk on the Fan, which will continue right now, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And with that, you start with the NFL.
So CeeLo. Yankees, White Sox. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, we will start with Micah Madness. I know. Yes, we're actually going to do that first when we get to the baseball. Yep. But Micah Madness, or if you listen to Jerry Jones again yesterday, Michael Madness is seeing the Cowboys stunningly ship Parsons to the Packers for Kenny Clark, a couple of first-round picks. Parsons gets himself pizzayed, as Boomer would say. Yeah. 4 years, $188 million, $120 mil fully guaranteed at signing, highest-paid non-quarterback in league history. Jerry, Steven, and company held a 46-minute press conference after the deal went down, and this continued to be a theme.
Did I talk to Michael?
Micah.
About, I'm sorry, I didn't get...
Oh, boy. And then again here...
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him. And to pay him.
Well, he was going to pay him.
I want to know what the offer was. I really wish that would come out.
Well, maybe it will at some point.
Maybe.
Next time
I don't
they
know.
Do a documentary.
I don't know either. What I would say, though, is silence can be deafening because he has said this 7, 8, 9 times.
Right.
No one on Micah's side has ever refuted that he him the largest
Good
contract
point.
For a non-quarterback.
Good point.
No one has said otherwise.
So then if in fact that's what happened, what was the holdup on
Parsons? I think
Parsons
what Willie
side?
Said might have a lot of validity to it. Knowing that there were a couple of other guys that were going to get deals, he wanted to wait so he got more. I think that's possible.
But we don't think that in the end he got more based on this deal?
No, I think he did now.
Oh, okay.
I think he did.
So Jerry's saying at the time he offered.
At the time. He was going to make...
I offered more than he got from Green Bay.
No. At the time, before these other guys got their money, he offered Micah Parsons the largest contract for a non-quarterback.
Okay, gotcha.
And no one has refuted it.
Right. Now, along the way, Jerry, and when I say Jerry, I mean Jones, not Rico, said how Parsons made great contributions to the Cowboys in 4 years there, but perhaps the best is yet to come, just like a previous bombshell trade they made back in the day.
And a little bit of the way Herschel Walker may have had his greatest contribution to the Cowboys, what he brought to us when he left could be a tremendous thing for our fans and the success of
his team.
If you
find Emmitt Smith.
Yes. And of course, the difference there was with the whole, when all the players they got back, if they released them, they got the picks.
Yes,
picks
they got more for what they traded for.
Exactly.
Which
more,
I did not remember or realize until the documentary.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that
was very, did you see that at all?
I haven't.
So when they made the Herschel Walker trade.
It was like five players, right?
Yeah. As long as they weren't cut.
Mm-hmm.
The trade was what it was. But if the Cowboys release these players within what, like a week or 10, I forget what
the
time,
end of the season,
whatever, yeah, they got more picks from the Vikings. And so the Cowboys were like, yeah, we'll cut them. And the Vikings were stunned.
They didn't think that they would go through with it. And Jerry called the bluff for, essentially. And they got all those picks, one of which they used on Emmett. So, yeah, worked out pretty nice.
Pretty wild, actually. Yeah. So this is not anybody that's calling this the Herschel Walker trade. That's not what this is. It's you know, there was one yesterday. So I was watching this live last night. He talked. I don't know if you've gone through this or you're just getting the clips.
No, yeah. No.
He...
46 minutes.
The first question, his answer had to have been
an hour,
7 minutes.
The one question,
the one answer. He just kept talking and talking. And at one point, I'm like, Stephen, are you there? Like,
right.
Say something. Yeah, he does talk a lot.
When Stephen speaks,
to your point, this also isn't, I know somebody, I was listening to somebody coming in. This also isn't close to the Reggie White trade. Meaning,
I've heard a lot of people say that.
You know, this isn't, Reggie got to the Packers when he's 31 years old. Like, Mike is 26, and like I mentioned, doesn't have a significant injury that's ever hindered him from, like, lack of production. Like, he had 12 sacks last year. No matter how he got him, he got him. It goes in a stat sheet.
Parsons releasing a statement on social media Thursday, in part saying, I never wanted this chapter to end, but not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here, and it still is through it all. I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only ask that the person I trust to negotiate my contract be part of the process. So that, again, is part of the hang-up with the agent and his conversation with Jerry Jones back in March. So as Jerry outlined already, you'll have Parsons going right back to Dallas with the Packers in Week 4. That'll be a Sunday night game.
So let me ask you a question. Why the highest-paid quarterback is Dak, I would imagine, at $60 million a year? Right? Anybody?
Is it now? I feel like every week there's a new contract.
Is it Burrow?
I think it's Joe Burrow.
Okay, so why has Patrick Mahomes not gone and to the Chiefs and said, I want more money?
You know why?
I'm sure. Because
he wants to win Super Bowls. He understands he needs an offensive line and a defense. When they pay, he understood he was one of the guys behind the curtain that said, pay Chris Jones. Why? Because he knows what Chris Jones means to that team in the fourth quarter. You put him on one-on-ones, Chris Jones is unstoppable. He understands football. So that's
And what does he do? He wins a lot.
Boom.
Dak still has the highest average annual value at 60, but it's, you know, there's different ways.
I know, it's so convoluted. I know.
Josh Allen's got the highest guarantee. Mahomes has the biggest total. It's just, you know, it's nonsense, silly stuff. Like you said, the salary cap is essentially irrelevant. Jerry Jones, of course, talking about how Kenny Clark's going to help them stop the run as part of the reason that they made this trade. I know that kind of rang a little hollow.
He is a good
player. Of course.
Player.
He's a three-time Pro Bowler. He'll be 30 in about a month.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, Jerry. I think there's people like Pete Clinton. Kenny Clark's a big time player. Like but he's not to the magnitude of Michael Parsons.
Right.
So we just got to breathe. I think some people are like, Kenny Clark? Like, no, he's still a big player.
He's good, yeah. But it's not Michael Parsons, obviously. Right. A different position. Now, tough scene for Michael Irvin yesterday, and we'll bring you that audio coming up next hour as part of covering this story all morning long.
What was interesting about that real quick, though, is I don't know you'll bring the audio. He had Jerry on the other day last week to talk about the documentary.
He'd be tapped in on what's going on.
Well, and I think he was, and I actually think at the time of the interview, which comes back to your point, that something must have really snapped in the last...
I just don't feel like this... Something triggered Jerry's ego.
See, I'm going to come back to, I think it was the Friday night preseason game with the nachos and lying on the table, almost making a mockery of the whole thing, and then telling the fan, have the Falcons call me, all that stuff. That could have been it.
In Jerry's eyes, it's an honor to be a Cowboy.
Yes, and if you go back to that conversation he had with Michael Irvin, he was talking about, you know, essentially he pays his guys. You know, we've always done things this way. And Irvin's answers were always, yeah, right. Like, he never argued or disagreed with them. So I think Michael Irvin, like everybody else, thought that this would get done.
Well, he thought it yesterday afternoon. Did you see his appearance on NFL Live?
I did not.
Okay, well, that's when I say I'm going to bring you that audio, he doubled down
yesterday.
Because
he was certainly stunned last night.
Yes, yes, he was. So
will be better days.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll play both sides of that with Irvin coming up next hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's get to the baseball locals now. And the Mets following up that sweep of the Phillies with a very sloppy night against the Marlins at Citi Field.
Now it's 2-2. Pitch to Ramirez. Line toward short, past the lunging attempt by Lindor in the left. Nimmo kicks the ball around. Marcy coming around the cutoff throw to the plate, not in time. And the Marlins once again take the lead.
Heath Rad, Odyssey Mets Radio, part of a three-run seventh from Miami thanks to errors by both Nimmo and Alonso. You also had a Jeff McNeil throw home on a ground ball, not getting it out as the Marlins went back on
two,
top.
Two, really?
Yeah, right.
Hey, two.
Yes, that is true. Marlins went back on top after Alonso had tied the game in the fifth with a two-run homer, and Miami goes on to beat the Mets 7-4 in the first of four. Certainly a frustrating night for Carlos Mendoza's team.
We didn't execute. We didn't play a clean game, and they made us pay for it. You know, we didn't do the little things fundamentally. Some routine plays there gave them extra outs, extra bases, and cost us a game.
Clay Holmes, five innings of four-run ball, two of them earned. You had the home run for Alonso, Francisco Lindor with three hits, but a night to forget, all while the Phillies got off the mat and absolutely pummeled the Braves down at Citizens Bank Park.
And two.
Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it! Four home runs in a game! A three-run home run!
Tom McCarthy, NBC Sports.
Amazing.
Philly, huge night for Kyle Schwarber.
50?
49, I believe. 49? And that last one was a missile. I mean, this ball. Watch it just bank off. That's earlier the in the
one.
Game. The last one hit off one of the signage there, like before the second deck. I know the first one was 450 feet. Harper hit a 440-foot homer. And they had four home runs that traveled north of 400 feet as they just demolished the Braves 19-4. The 21st four-homer game in big league history. This is the last one.
That's the fourth
This ball
one.
Off the...
That
I
is
mean,
a line
doink.
Drive. God.
Oh, man. He drove in nine as Philly restored a five-game lead over the Mets atop the division. Now, looking ahead to tonight, we get ready for Jonah Tong's big league debut, opposed by Yuri Perez, as the Mets and Marlins play the second of four. It's another 7:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. I know he was there last night and in the dugout getting himself acclimated, and heard Howie and Keith on the radio as I was driving back home late last night from football practice talking about how very interesting kid. And really seemed very comfortable and grounded in his surroundings. We'll see how he does tonight.
Obviously,
a different story when you get out there on the mound. Injury notes, Francisco Alvarez just continues to be banged up. It's a broken pinky on his left hand. Apparently, they're going to, in 2 to 3 days, see if he can resume his rehab assignment.
Really trying to push this, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's already got the torn UCL in the right thumb that's going to need surgery. Now a broken pinky on the left hand. So as Fleegs pointed out, you got the top digit. On the right hand for batting purposes, and the bottom digit on the left hand, and obviously the broken pinky on his catching hand as
well. Imagine trying to catch a 100-mile-an-hour fastball with a broken finger.
I don't know. I guess pinky, they'll pad it up. Not entirely sure, but he's apparently going to give it a go. And Frankie Montas, perhaps we've seen
hardly knew
the last of him in a Mets uniform.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, a UCL tear will likely require Tommy John surgery, which would take him out for 2026.
So what do you get, $34 million?
Yeah,
right.
He's
going to
opt into his 17. Oh. Now, I said to Fliegelman, I'd imagine they can recoup some in insurance. I don't know how much, but that one did not exactly play out so well. In Chicago, another Anthony Volpe error led to four unearned runs for the White Sox to tie the game in the bottom of the second, but the Yankees did take care of business the rest of the way.
There you go, drive deep to right. He got a lot of that one. That baby's gone. Home run, Trent Grisham. 9-4 Yankees, yet another home run. He joins the list of Bellinger, Chisholm, and now Grisham.
Dave Sims here on the fan.
You can sit on my face.
Yeah. Did you see Boomer's tweet?
No.
Because I knew you went to this yesterday?
Yesterday. No, I did not see that. Was this last night, I assume?
Maybe this was after the error. I don't know what the time. I didn't see the timestamp, but someone wrote, I guess, in reply to Boomer, or maybe Boomer saw it, said, I hate
that this organization lets this kid still play or something like that.
Yeah.
Boomer wrote back, hey, he's not a terrorist.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Baseball.
That was earlier in the day. I did see that. Yes.
Funny.
Yes.
It was a good reply.
Yeah, you know, he likes to spice things
up
on Twitter sometimes. Yanks continue to pound the long balls. They went on to beat the White Sox 10-4 in the opener there, road trip. That's 27 for Grisham. I haven't looked at the numbers, but that's another. He's hit a lot of lefties this year, lefty-lefty as well. So he's had a great year. 26 for Jazz Chisholm and 26 for Bellinger, the latter with another three-hit game last night. And for his part, Volpe did go 2-for-3 with a double and a sack fly at the plate. Obviously, he's been going through it both offensively and defensively.
It's obviously frustrating because you, at the end of the day, you want to get results and help the team, and but you're not doing that. It's frustrating.
Here's his manager, Aaron Boone, really looking for small positives for and from his shortstop to turn things around right now.
You know, finish it off with a quality at bat for a sack fly for the tack-on run there. I like that, too. And, you know, after the error there in the second inning, I thought he made three kind of really stellar plays. So good to see him bounce back from that. We need to get him going.
Anything they can do to get him back on track. Now,
try not to lose the kid.
Yes. I want to go back to Jazz for a second here, play something he said last night. It's a 20-second clip, and it kind of, you know, ping-pongs around a little bit. And tell me what you think of his comments here.
We're never satisfied with second place or third place. You know, we just lost the World Series last year. That's second place, and we still wasn't satisfied. So I don't think we're going to be satisfied with coming second or third in the division. You know, that would be even more upsetting than losing the World Series. So right now it's just like we're going to go out there and win that, and then we're going to go and win the World Series.
A little all over the map now.
A little bit.
Right?
Coming in second place and making the playoffs is more disappointing than losing the World Series?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It seemed
that's
like
one,
one of those where you just didn't quite know how or where to land the plane, but kind of talking in circles a little bit there.
Talk.
You know, listen, appreciate the attitude.
World Series or bust.
Yes,
that's
let's
fine.
Make sure that we're locked in on what we're looking to do here. Tonight, you got Carlos Rodon and Yoenis Gomez, 7 p.m. coverage on WFAN, as well as the free Odyssey app. College football-wise here on
you
the
got
fan
some
last night. I don't this hour. Well, you know, we can pull it up in the folder
pull
here.
Up a Carlin.
Well, you know, it's not exactly the most
No, but it was on the fan. You know, Willie's telling me he's watching football last night.
Oh,
he was all into
great.
It.
Great.
So give me a Carlin.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah.
Here's the local college folder. And it's
come on. Really?
It's empty.
We have no clips for a game that was on our air?
If we do, I guess they're hiding elsewhere.
Okay.
So I'll go back on the logger and get some Rutgers for you as they held off Ohio in their season opener 34-31, escaping at home as a 15.5-point favorite. But
and
a
they
win
won.
Is a
the
win.
The one bet that I saw, and you can't bet Rutgers, obviously, in New Jersey
yes.
for people that do bet college football, but I saw one specific person. I don't know who he was, but he had a lot of followers, and it came up on the For You part of Twitter for me. His best bet, and it was... Again, you got to see the ticket, but he said his best bet was Rutgers over 30.5 points.
Okay.
And when I saw the score at halftime, I'm like, dude, that guy nailed it. They're going to score 60.
Nope.
All right, well,
but
30,
they won.
34-31. They won the game.
The bet won, and they won the game.
The bet won, they won, all was
all
good.
All good, yes.
So.
Apparently, they're going to score a lot more points this year. The defense, a work in progress.
We shall see.
And we'll see when they actually face good Big Ten teams.
Well, that will help, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.